very, very important message. Not one you'll hear very often. And I say that because I'd never preached on it. Okay, until a few years back, not that long ago. And if you would have pressed me and asked me what this word means, I would have said, well, you know, I would have given you some pretty good answers, but I probably would not have known what the word mercy really meant. And I would say that most of you wouldn't have known what that word meant either. Okay? We're thankful for God's what? For God's mercy? Are you say? Amen? You ever said, Lord, have mercy? Amen. Mercy. You ever played the game where two people do this number and you try to break each other's fingers off? What do you call that game? Mercy. Yeah. You never done that, ma'am? Linda, you never played mercy? Yeah, you played mercy, ain't you? Yeah, of course you do. Two guys get together, you do this, and then you try to get the other one on his knees until he cries out for what? Mercy. Mercy's a big deal. Oh, Rob, you definitely know what it means, don't you? Okay. In sports, in wrestling, a lot of things you do that, and they have to say what? It's even in football, if you're beating a team so bad, it's called the blank rule, the mercy rule. Okay? In football, I think it's after 35. You get ahead by 35. Then the mercy is, coach, we do what? We then go to a what? A running clock. And that's being merciful, isn't it? To them. You're not going to keep you out here and just keep beating your head in. We're going to let the clock just run. Amen. Mercy. What does mercy mean? What does it mean to me? Let's talk about it today. Mercy. Very, very, very important. It's all through the Bible. But even me, I didn't have enough understanding of it. Until I was really hurt. Until my world was devastated. And I started to learn some new things. You hear me? Yes or no? The pain I went through in my life, relationally, I remember being hurt so bad. And after a while, I started saying something. I don't want to go through this pain and remain the same. I do not want this pain to be wasted. I'm not going to waste this pain. I want to be a better person, a better human being. I want God, you do something inside of me because you have my attention. You understand? And this is one of the things I learned. Mercy. Y'all all right? Let's go with it. What is mercy? It's compassionate behavior on the part of those in what? Power. Now this is from the dictionary. Okay, this is what it means. Also from Bible study and Bible dictionary and etymology of words. Mercy is compassionate behavior on the part of someone in what? In power. Very important. What's mercy? It's what? Unwarranted compassion for a crime or wrongdoing. Okay? Here's somebody they've done wrong. It's a crime. They are guilty of that crime. And it's somebody, not because they deserve it, but they give them compassion and don't make them pay the price for it. For what they've done. You understand? Yes or no? That's called what? Mercy. Did they deserve it? No. Mercy. It's compassion, not what? Compelled by outside forces. Mercy. No one can twist your arm and make you give mercy to somebody who has hurt you. You understand? Now, you can maybe say it. Oh, yeah, I forgive them. But nobody can twist your arm and make that happen outside forces cannot make me be merciful to someone. It has to come from within me. Does that make any sense? Yes or no? Okay. Let's keep looking. I love this. Now, I don't read a whole lot of things. I read a lot, but I don't read a whole lot. Read the Bible a lot. Okay? But every once in a while, I will put something on a screen. But you don't see it very often, other than the Word or something the Lord sort of lays on my heart. But this really touched me. The quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesses him that gives and him that what? 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throned monarch better than his what? Crown. His scepter shows the force of temporal power, the attribute to awe and majesty, wherein doth sit the dread and fear of kings. But mercy is above this sceptered sway. It is enthroned in the what? Hearts of kings. It is an attribute of who? God Himself. And earthly power doth then show like God's power. When mercy does what? Seasons justice. The Merchant of Venice. A little bit, that's pretty cool, a little bit deep. Let's talk about it. Talking about mercy today. Y'all awake? Say, put you asleep? Mercy. Come on. Mercy. Let's review again. What is mercy? And you can say you knew it, and that's good, but most people don't know what mercy is. Not to say you haven't had mercy on somebody, but a lot of times we don't know what mercy is. So it's compassionate behavior on the part of those in power. For example, somebody's on death row. Their day comes to be executed in this country. But they can get a stay of execution from somebody in power in that state. And his position is what? Governor. He's governor. They appeal to every court. It's been denied, but there's still one man that can stop that execution. Or woman, and that's the one who holds a position of what? Governor. Now, has the governor been hurt necessarily? No. But he's in a place of what? Power. Authority. Where he can grant what? Mercy or a pardon. You understand? Or a stay. It's unwarranted compassion. For a crime or wrongdoing. When somebody has done wrong for a crime, they've done absolutely wrong, but they do not have to pay the price or serve the time. They are set what? Free. That is what? Mercy. Got it? Y'all with me so far? Okay. It's compassion that is not compelled by what? No one can make you give mercy to someone. No one can make me give mercy to someone. We can talk it to the cat. But you, Christian, you're supposed to do. Well, guess what? A lot of Christians don't do. You understand or not? But we fake it. We act like it. Okay? But it really can't be given except if a person wants to give it. Understood? Yes or no? Okay. So, now the greatest example of mercy, say his name is... Jesus. Jesus Christ. Let's look at it. For God so loved the world that He did what? He gave His only begotten Son. Are you kidding me? For who? For sinners. That whosoever believes in Him should not what? But have everlasting life. Is that crazy mercy or what? That's incredible. That's why it's an affront to God. And it's an insult to God. When you think you can do good or live good works and get His mercy. You understand? God's like, you can't twist my arm. You can't twist my arm and make me give you mercy. I give mercy because I want to give you mercy. I gave my Son because I wanted to give my Son. Does that make any difference to you? Yes or no? See, it's so clear to me. Well, I go to church. I'm a good person. I can go to heaven. Why? You think your church going can twist God's arm? He twists His arm. He makes me go to heaven now. God doesn't work like that. That's not how mercy works. You understand? The greatest example. And quite frankly, understanding what you believe in your theology and your faith is so vital to have an understanding of mercy. Makes you really this Thanksgiving season appreciate God's gift of His Son. Amen? Say. How many in the room you know you're a sinner and you've done wrong in your life? Can I see your hand? Pretty amazing, isn't it? But He would love us. And not just love us, He would give His own Son to die in our place. And He would forgive us. Because God is a God of mercy. Amen. Come on. The greatest example. Here in His love, not that we what? Loved God? No. But that He loved us. And gave His Son to be the propitiation of the sacrifice for our sins. See, that's why when Jesus came to this earth and the Pharisees were all that and they were in His face and they're acting like they're all that. You understand? That's why it just made Him want to throw up. You understand? You're kidding me. You can wear all the clothes, you know, they little bells on the bottom of their robe. You can do all that. It's not going to twist God's arm. Amen. Come on, He loved us first. The wages of sin is what? That's how you know we're sinners, we all die. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ. Did we earn that gift? No, we're sinners. That's what we do good. We sin. His gift of Jesus was a gift of mercy. Amen. But God, who is what? Rich in what? Mercy for His what kind of love? Great love. Wherewith He what? Did you see the mercy there or not? How do you like this mercy stuff? I like it. Don't you? Wash me in it. Wow. Not by works of righteousness, which what? We have done. But according to His... He what? Well, look at that. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Number one answer people would give to you. If you die, and when you die, you stand before God, and God says, why should I let you into this heaven? Probably number one answer would be, well, I'm not that bad. I'm a good person. I go to church. All twisting arm answers. Ain't going to fly, is it? Say. By mercy, He saves us through His Son, through giving His Son for us. Is that good and clear for you today? Yes or no? Got it? Okay. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His what? Abundant what? Has begotten us again into a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. It's His mercy that did it all. We've been so duped. And because we're sinners, we've been duped by religion and others that somehow make us believe that it's the church that does this for us. Isn't that funny? Say, give me your money, give me your this, give me your that. I can. It's crazy. I know I'm getting a little ugly, but some churches have gotten so crazy they think they can forgive your sins. How crazy is that? Say, is that crazy, yes or no? Okay. Or you can pay money. You can actually pay money. And get people out of, like, purgatory in places. Is that crazy, yes or no? Guys, I'm not trying to be ugly, but if it means me being ugly so you have a clearer understanding of what mercy is, then let's get ugly. Amen? Say. Got it? Come on. I have been given mercy. Now, this is huge. This is just me right now. I have been given mercy so Jesus Christ can be seen by others as long-suffering. Therefore, they may believe they can receive mercy too. What does that mean, plain English? Here it is. If people know me, and they see me as being accepted by God, and as crazy as I am, it gives everybody hope. Amen? Say. That's pretty much. That's why I've been given mercy. That's one of the reasons I've been given mercy. That's why God didn't call angels to preach the gospel. He didn't call angels to testify and witness. He called people like you and me who have been given what? Mercy. Because when we speak to others, they therefore can say, wow, I might have a chance. If he could get mercy. Amen? Mercy. 1 Timothy 1:16. How be it for this cause, I love this verse, I obtained what? That in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all what? For a pattern to them which should hereafter what? On him to life everlasting. See, God reached down. My mother was a drunk. We just celebrated her 20 years ago. She was murdered. 20 years ago, Mama was ushered into heaven on the 25th of November, 1993. And my family got together this Thanksgiving like we always do, but celebrated the 20th year of our mother's home going. But she was a drunk. In November 1977, sitting drunk, watching TV, drunk, had been shacking up with this man, left my daddy, shacking up, had recently married this fellow, now he's off gone and he's catting around. So she's just broken, she's devastated, she's drunk, she's just drinking, it's a mess. And God had mercy on her. Billy Graham came on the television. She is too drunk to get up and change a channel. And somehow the word of God's love penetrated my mother's drunk heart. You understand? And that night, I came in after partying and she said, we're going to church in the morning. Never went to church. God had mercy also on who? On me. I cussed my way to church. Yeah, cussed her out. Didn't want to go. That's a merciful God to let you cuss on the way to church, ain't he? Say. You understand how it's all God? Mercy. Now look at that story. If my mother, a drunk, an evil woman, a hell raiser, crazy young man like me, nuts, we could receive the mercy of God. We could be forgiven. Our lives radically changed. Do you think that gives hope to other folk that are crazy? Say. Amen. That's why God, I think God has fun at this. There's a nut. Amen. Now, He died for all of us and He rose for all of us. Don't get me wrong, but the point is, anytime somebody believes this, it's God's mercy. Amen. Say. It's God's mercy. Keep looking. Now, mercy's a major deal with God. Pastor, what's that got to do with me? Well, I want to talk to you about mercy. That's what we've been doing. We've been talking about mercy. Mercy's a major deal with God. Jesus speaking, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you pay your tithes of mint, little, make sure every tea leaf's in the offering, and other little spices, anise and cumin, but you've omitted the weightier matters of the law. Judgment and what? And faith. These ought you to have done and not leave the other undone. But so often we want to put an emphasis on what we do or what we give instead of on who we are and what we really give to other people. Mercy. You understand? This is a big deal with God. Now, godly wisdom is full of mercy. Godly wisdom. If you say, hey, you want to be a wise person, you want to be a smart person, you want to live life to the full, you want to have the abundant life, you want to really know God, know His heart, and make good choices, good decisions. So listen, godly wisdom is full of mercy. Let's just do a little reading. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. It's what? full of mercy and good fruits without partiality, without hypocrisy. So godly wisdom is full of mercy. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained what? Mercy. Okay? Through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed that through your what? Mercy, they may also obtain mercy. For God had concluded them all in unbelief that He might have what? Mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. You talk about wisdom. You talk about searching the depths of God. To understand mercy is such an incredible part of who we need to be. You understand? Yes or no? Okay? Keep looking. Mercy rejoices against judgment. Say that with me. Mercy what? I hate to say it. Christian folks alike. When somebody gets in trouble, we're the first to jump on the bandwagon many times and just, yeah, I told you. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. They deserved it. They deserved it. You ever known people getting in trouble, making bad choices, and church folk happy about it? Say, yes or no? Craziness. Mercy rejoices against judgment. When judgment is deserved, mercy's crying, let them go free. You understand? Mercy shouts the loudest when people are the guiltiest. You understand? So contrary to the way we think. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. Now look at this. For he shall have judgment without mercy that showed no mercy. And mercy rejoices against judgment. We don't realize when we don't give other people mercy, we're in a position to give people mercy who have hurt us, who have damaged us. When we don't give mercy, God withholds mercy from us. That's pretty deep, isn't it? Say, yes or no? That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Reminds us of that story of the guy who owed the king like $5 million. It's in the scriptures. He owed him like $5 million. Oh, please! And he cried out, have mercy on me! Don't sell me and my kids and my wife! You know, and the king forgave him. And so he gets out of prison, gets out of lockup, he gets his freedom, he goes out and finds a guy that owed him how much? $50. Grabs him by the throat. And the guy says, please have mercy on me. But he would not and cast him into prison. The story goes on to say, the king heard about it. And the king's servants heard about it. They were very upset. And the king apprehended him again and made him pay. You understand? So is mercy important for us to give? Yes or no? Sure it is. Okay? Next time the bandwagon's rolling and somebody's fouled up and made horrible choices in their life, instead of you getting on the bandwagon with the other folk running your mouth against those kind of people, why don't you be the one lone one in the crowd and says, why don't you have mercy on him? Get away from me. I want to be a part of this mess. Why don't we act like that? Huh, Sam? Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord. Come on! This is God, man! You know, I don't know why I go to church. I don't need to go to church. I'm pretty good. Where are you going to learn stuff like this? It's pretty life-changing, isn't it? Say, God has something for you. He wants you to have a great life. Since I have been given mercy, I should give mercy. Here's stories like this throughout the Bible. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and they departed, leaving him half what? Dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Didn't do a thing for him. Did he have the power to help him? Yes or no? He had power to show some mercy. He didn't. And likewise a Levite, another religious fellow. When he was at the place, he came, looked on him, got a little closer, and then passed by on the other side. Did he have mercy? Yes or no? No. But a certain Samaritan in the scriptures, you wouldn't think a Samaritan. That's like a half-breed. They're called dogs in the Bible. These people were. So this guy, no pedigree, nothing. As he journeyed, he came where he was, and when he saw him, he what? Did he have the power to help him? And did he help him? He showed mercy. He went to him, he bound up his wounds, he poured in oil and wine, he set him on his own beast, which meant he was probably walking then himself, and he brought him to an inn and he took care of him. And on tomorrow, when he departed, he took out some money, gave him to the host, the innkeeper, and said unto him, you take care of him, and whatever you spend more, when I come again, I'll what? I'll show some more mercy. Amen? Jesus says, which now of these three do you think was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed what? Mercy on him. And then Jesus said unto him, you go and do what? Likewise. Are we getting it or not? I think this is a good place for a message after Thanksgiving, before Christmas. You're so thankful, aren't you? Sure. And you're thankful to God for all the good things He's done, right? And now Christmas is coming. Let's be merciful this Christmas. Amen? Say. Look back at Thanksgiving and then look forward this month. Look for opportunities to be merciful. When they should deserve judgment or fighting back. Or maybe that cuss word back at them. Show mercy. Amen? Just think about it. Now, since I've been given mercy, we're done with the message almost. Since I've been given mercy, I should give mercy. Okay? And four things. Number one, I am blessed when I give mercy. Say that with me. I am when I give mercy. Though pain happened greatly in my life to me personally, did you know my own children are better off by their father showing mercy? Yes or no? Absolutely. And I'm better off. Everybody's better off. It's just better to show mercy. Yes or no? See, mercy doesn't lose. Mercy always wins. So, what's the Bible say? Jesus, the Beatitudes, if you want the blessed life and the best life, this is one of them. Blessed are the what? You're going to be blessed if you give mercy. Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me. Well, I can't make you give it. You're just going to have to trust me on it. You're going to be blessed when you give the mercy. You understand? Yes or no? Every life is different. Every situation is different. That's why we're different. That's why the Holy Spirit's in us. And that's why God works with us individually. And you know what I mean? Not asking you to be like me. I'm asking us to be like Jesus. Amen? Say. A lot of times I ain't been like Jesus. At all. But anytime I show mercy, I'm like Jesus. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Oh, man. Jesus go, yeah, He's like me like that once. One time. Amen. Number two, so, I'm blessed when I give mercy. Number two, say that with me. I what? When I give mercy. See, I receive mercy when I give mercy. Blessed are the merciful. Yeah, you're going to be blessed when you give mercy. But wait a minute, it didn't stop there. For you shall what? You're going to get mercy. Now that's the cool part about mercy. When you give mercy, the cool part is you don't know the mercy and blessing of God and love of God that's going to come back your way somewhere down the way. And a lot of times it's immediate. Amen? Is it better to give mercy or to be bitter? So, to give mercy. So that's an immediate something that happens right away when you give mercy. You can, and when you truly give it, you're freed and you're released from what? Bitterness. Amen. The Bible says bitterness springs up. It doesn't just defile you. What's the Bible say? It defiles what? Many. Many. Amen? How many ever had a bitter person in your life? Don't just raise a hand with me on that. How many ever had somebody bitter in your life and it sort of attached itself to you and you had a hard time shaking it? Can I see your hand? That's what I'm talking. It's all in the room, guys. I think we'd give mercy more if we realize when you give that mercy, it's going to open a door to all kinds of incredible things for your life. Amen? Is that what the Bible says? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall what? Obtain mercy. Number three, say that with me. Please help me on this one. I can give mercy to whomever I... One more time. I can give to whomever I... You're going to have people telling you you're crazy. You need to do this. You need to take him to the cleaners and get everything you can. Well, he treated you. Amen. Say. Well, come on. We're going right now. I got the gun. We're gone. Come on. Come on. Get in. We're going over there. Payday is today. You understand? Say. Here, you're going to want to extend mercy to people in your life. And you're going to have other people that's going to be going, you're crazy. But I'm going to tell you something today, based on the Word of God. You can give mercy to whomever you want to give mercy to. That's real freedom right there. Isn't that awesome? Say, I can give, yeah, but Mama, what will Mama think? I don't care what Mama thinks. I'm giving mercy. You listening? Romans 9, God speaking. But we're made in God's image, God's likeness. He tells us to give mercy. Yeah, this is applicable to us. For He says to Moses, God speaking, I will what? Have mercy on whom I will what? And I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then it is not of him that wills it, nor of him that runs, but God that does what? Nobody can will you to give mercy. Nobody can run your life so much that they make you give mercy. Mercy can never be compelled by outside forces. It's something inside of you. Only you can give it. But I think giving mercy is the best thing you can do. Amen? You listening? Come on. I about wore you out again. Romans, therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy on and whom he will hardeneth. Sometimes we get all enamored with it. Why did God let this happen and why does God do that? You know what? You got enough problems worrying about why you do stuff. And why you don't. We try, well, how could God let this happen? Well, how can you let happen what you let happen, fool? And like you're gonna change God or figure it out. The best chance you have to work on anybody in this planet is work on you. You worry about you being merciful. How many think God has plenty of mercy already? Can I see your hand? You think God's just got plenty of mercy already? But how can He let that happen? That is tsunami and everything. God's bad. Would you leave God alone? God's a big God. I think He's a merciful God. Amen? Come on, God says, I'll show mercy on whom I want to show mercy to. What I'm telling you today is this, you can show mercy on whom you'll show mercy to. I know I beat this horse, but this is a good horse to beat today. Come on. Here's the last one. I should give mercy what? When I give it. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. Don't be bragging about your giving. That's what that's talking about. He that rules works, work hard with diligence. Now look at this one. Look at what it says at the end. And he that shows what? With what? With cheerfulness. Listen, if you've forgiven him, would you just hush? Unless you can use... I try to use things in my past. I still try to be careful and sort of talk around the edges a little bit. I can use something to help us to, in my life, to encourage us on to mercy like I've been doing a little bit today, that's a good thing, I think. But I'm not up here trying to get you to feel sorry for me. Did you hear me say? Stop that. Yeah, I forgave him, he just ruined my life. And everything. Would you get over it or not? Say, if you truly have shown mercy, God's going to give you mercy. If you've truly shown mercy, I believe there's a door right there. And if you'll go show that mercy, there's a life out there for you. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Amen. Come on. So show mercy with what? Cheerfulness. Be glad you can give mercy to somebody. Be glad. I can do that. I can give mercy. Why? Because He gave me mercy. That's why. Because I want to be blessed by God. So I'm going to give mercy. And I'm glad to give mercy. Because when I give mercy, He says I'm going to get some. So Lord, thank You for the pain. Because it's opened a door for me to get more of Your mercy. Does that make sense? I hope it does today. Well, here we're done with the message today. Are you in a position of power to give mercy right now? I knew it was Thanksgiving week and I'd be so busy and I'd be in Carolina and I'd have Danny and Abby and Danny falling down the stairs in North Carolina. And oh my gosh, I'm going to just pop. So I knew ahead of time I better have the message ready. I went back to my archives of messages, and this message I preached about 3 years ago when my life was so dark. If you don't know that part, the pain I've struggled with, see me sometime. I'll share a little bit with you if you'd like. But better than that is just look at me now. Yeah, look at me now. Hey. What's the point? I think it's awesome to pull up a message like this 3 years ago and to show you and to tell you today to your face that if you do what's in this message today, you'll be better for it. How can you say that, Clark? Because I'm better for it. You understand? I'm not trying to get you to do something I didn't need to do and that I still don't need to do in my life. Amen? Oh, this is good for us today. Sandwiched between Thanksgiving and Christmas is something called mercy. Thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for this. And then He gives His beloved Son for us Christmas time. Where are you at? How about you be that Oreo in the middle? Amen? How about you be that creamy stuff? That white stuff in the middle. Come on. And you be the one that's going to give that mercy and be sweet. Amen? Say. You sandwich me between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Lord. I want to be a person of mercy this year. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you in a position to give mercy? Well, if you want to, you can give it if you choose to. I can't make you. Mm-mm. No matter how good a sermon it might be. Mm-mm. It's up to you. Mercy. Are we done? Come on, can we say that word? One more time. One more time. How many remember playing that game or wrestling or something and you had to say mercy and you were in such pain and you hollered that word out? Can I see your hand? Let me put your hand up. Put your hand up. It is so much sweeter sounding when you say it now like this, though. Say it again. And no pain there, is there? One more time. There's no pain there, is there? No pain there, buddy. Good stuff. Come on. Let's get on our feet. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Can we praise the Lord for the message today from the Word of God? Let's thank Him for it. Lord, You're good to us. You're good to us. You know.